We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1. Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting on The Jeff and Jen Show. And today we welcome to the show Alicia, who went out with a guy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Who went out with a guy named Ralph.
So Ralph has now ghosted Alicia? That's too bad.
Yeah. We went on three dates, and I thought everything went great. I met him at the gym. Really cool guy. We went out a couple times. I've been out of the dating scene for a little while. I'm divorced, and I have a child, and so I really haven't put myself out there all that much. And this was really the first time that I, you know, went and asked someone out, and yeah, I thought we got along wonderfully. And then I just haven't heard from him at all.
So how many times did you guys go out or hang out or whatever?
Three.
Okay, so three different times. And things seem to be going really well. He knew you were a mom, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's, you know, my daughter's the most important person in my life, so I definitely wasn't going to keep that from someone.
Right, okay.
Do you recall anything contentious or anything strange happening on the third date?
Not at all. Nothing. Hmm. I mean, everything was fine.
So you didn't talk about, like, wanting to get married again or having more kids, anything that would have, like, scared him off? Nothing?
No, not at all.
And how did you say that you guys met?
We met at the gym.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen him?
I haven't actually bumped into him at the gym, which I find shocking because we both go pretty regularly. So,
right. So now you feel like he's avoiding you there. Oh, that sucks.
A question for you about the gym. Who asked who out? Did you ask him out or did he ask you?
I did. I asked him out.
Okay. I could float a theory. I could float a possibility.
Okay.
He could have been so stoked at a woman asking him out that he said yes, even though he wasn't really, like, interested in dating or might have had a different situation.
You've always said that's a dream come true for a guy.
Totally.
Because it takes all the nervousness and anxiety out of it for you.
Yeah, I am married, and if a woman asked me out, I would probably blurt out yes before going, wait, I can't do that. I got a beautiful wife. But if you asked me, I'd be like, yes.
But would you continue to go on a couple other dates? Because if they went on a few dates,
yeah.
You know, wouldn't you know after maybe the first one, like, I'm not really interested?
I mean, there's a small chance. I mean, not a small chance, but there's a possibility that he's seeing somebody else.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an option. And he went out with you a couple times because it was easy. Like, so, not you were easy, but the situation was easy.
So, Alicia, y'all haven't texted at all? Like, have you tried reaching out to him? What was, like, the last thing you said to him?
I did try to text him, but I haven't heard anything.
And it was just like a, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it was just a normal, hey, had a good time last night. Like, you know.
Yeah.
We had a good, you know, we had consistently good dates, so I don't know what the problem is.
I have an important question. On the last date, was there any boom shakalaka?
No, okay. Nothing like that.
Because sometimes I've heard of guys get the boom shakalaka, and then they just bail because all they were after was the boom shakalaka.
They boom and bolt.
Cannot take you saying it like that.
Boom shakalaka. Yeah. How are you supposed to say it, Jen? You say it.
No.
Kelly, you say it.
Boom shakalaka.
Alicia, you say it.
I don't want to.
So, Alicia, you said this was the first guy you dated post-divorce, or you're just getting back out there? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't really put myself out there at all.
All right, so when we call him, what exactly do you want me to ask?
Well, I guess maybe I want to find out, this is going to sound weird, but like, even if we don't go out again, which I'm fine with, you know what I mean? That's not a big deal, but like maybe kind of what I did or like not necessarily a critique of the date, but like what, if I'm going to start putting myself out there, it, you know what I mean? If it's not true love with him, that's fine. I guess I want to know if I'm doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. To avoid doing it in future dates.
So you're just looking for areas of improvement.
I guess so, right?
All right.
Perfect. Okay. Well, we can definitely call him and see if we can get some answers for you.
Yep. Just give us 24 hours to get permission from him to come on the radio with us, and then you get to listen in while we make that phone call, which we will do at exactly this time tomorrow morning. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool. Thank you, Alicia.
Cool. Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
And per usual, if you have a theory, you can head over to our Facebook page and share your theory, facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show.
Yeah, your opinion on why he ghosted, if you could tell something just from her story, then you get bragging rights if you get it right.
Any guesses, Kelly Cheese?
I don't know. She seems really cool. She's a mom who works out. She's recently divorced. Like, you can tell she wants to put herself back out there, and she's not saying, like, I want to know, like, what's wrong with me. It's more like, just give me a critique. What'd I do wrong? Mm-hmm. She seems like a down-to-earth kind of chick. So
she
it's like,
does.
What'd she say? What did she do?
Jen, yeah. Any predictions?
I'm guessing it's just no chemistry there. Mm. Like, he, you know, went out for 3 dates. Like Kelly said, she is really cool and down-to-earth, so he was giving it a shot. But he just wasn't physically attracted after the 3 dates and just was rude about ghosting.
I think she was lying about the boom shakalaka.
You think she gave it up?
You just wanted to say boom shakalaka again?
Boom shakalaka!
Such a dude.
What's your theory on
it's
why?
The boom shakalaka!
What's your theory on why she got ghosted? The Facebook conversation continues, and you can get bragging rights if you predict it right. Like, what was it?
Yeah, just head over to our Facebook page and share your theory as to why she bailed. And then when we have her on, or where he bailed, and when we have her on tomorrow, have him on tomorrow, you can get bragging rights if you're right.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.